much canopy.
Right.
That there's no grow. Weeds, there's no grass, and there's no...
Just a bed of dead leaves.
Yeah, we haven't done green spelger yet.
We tried doing one. Just went out there just to see what it was like because we had never been there. And we started walking down the trail. And I said, as long as it's near the trail, I don't have a problem going in. But if it's too far in, we're not prepared. And it was like 250 feet or something. We had to bushwhack. I said, honey, I said, I'd just soon just go back in the car and go.
It's out this way. LaRoque?
Oh, LaBark.
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 LaBark Walkabout. Series, something like that.
Yeah, there's three of them where you had to go.
The Bark Trilogy.
Yeah. Right. You have to walk through this maze just to get off of the guy's private property just so then you can get to the park.
I've done that twice. The first time, it was fall. It was a great time of year.
Yeah.
Second time, went with a group just because it's a nice hike.
I did one of them because there was a red Jeep, and I wanted to get the red Jeep. I went all the way out there. Four deer. Oh, it was really beautiful. And I'm a hunter. Or was a hunter. I haven't been a hunter since I've been married. That was a really nice area, and it was tough finding that cache. It was hidden really well. I play golf. I'm a coin collector. Not a good one, but I just collect coins.
Coins in general, just geocoins.
Right, yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, I don't collect geocoins. I like to move the geocoins. I'm not to the point where we want to go buy them yet. I appreciate the people like Crow's Feeder who putting them out and allowing us to see them because they're really nice designs. And I have no problem with moving those so that other people can see them. But I'm not at the point right now where I'm going to take my hard-earned money and buy geocoins with it. Maybe in the future we will do that.
Mean you don't have any at all?
We have two that were given to us.
Yes, okay. And that's the only ones we've never bought one.
You know, I've had a lot of them given to me, and I end up just passing them on to somebody else. My feeling is I can collect them in a book,
right.
But they're not of any value or use unless people are seeing them or
well, that's
talking
kind of the way
them.
We see it. And that's one of my pet peeves, though, too, is also the ones that disappear. I was brought up in a controlled atmosphere to where you told the truth, you were honest. If you did something wrong, then you faced up to it and you suffered the consequences.
Took your lickings.
And exactly right. And I definitely took a lot of lickings. If I told them the truth that, yeah, this is what I did, the punishment wasn't as harsh as it would have been if I lied. So when I see something dishonest happen to someone else's property, because that's actually still their property, they're just allowing us to see their coin or their travel bug or whatever it is. And when I see where someone has misplaced it, someone has lost it, someone has stolen it, it gets me in the crawl because it should never happen.
So does that make it tough for you guys to have your own coin exchange because you have to keep a close eye on it?
Well, I'm not going to. If they want to abuse it, then they're going to abuse it. That is a spot where you don't even have to have a GPS to find it.
Actually, you can locate it by the picture.
Exactly. And just by the name. There was nothing that I could say that would hide this from anybody.
Is it Gannon the name of a store?
It was the name of a senator. All this property was his at one time or another. The street is Gannon Drive. And I just happened to be there a couple of weeks ago, and I noticed this park there. Went over and sat down. I looked around. I said, well, I can put a cache here. I decided to make it a coin exchange just for the simple fact that I couldn't put anything large there. It was right next to the highway. Since we like moving geocoins, it made sense that, well, people can come up from the south or come down from the north, then want to trade a geocoin out, swap it with what's in there, and move it on. I'm hoping that people use stealth because there's so many places people can be watching you. I had, well, one guy is a...
That was their first cache they ever found.
Their first cache that they had ever found. You know, I went there and did maintenance on it.
First find, did they put it back right? Did they put it back right?
Is the geocoin still there?
Did they just leave it on top of the picnic table and take off? Yeah, because I read that. I didn't know this cache was that new, but the September 20th by Frankie's Twig and Pie. We did it. This was our first find, and I'm afraid we're hooked. We can't wait to search again. Well, I've seen that log plenty of times before, and the number never changed from one.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm hoping that it doesn't get muggled.
So you guys were at the spring picnic and the summer picnic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to work the morning of the fall picnic.
This is a funny story right here.
Turns out I'm going to be at a seminar. Was it maybe 5 miles away from the fall picnic, like on the other side of the golf course? So as soon as I get done there, I might just show up in a suit.
Like Pandy Andy coming in with his tux or something. She said she had to work that day. So I'm looking at going to the fall picnic alone since we're having a poker run and she doesn't think she's going to get there till like 2 o'clock. I was going to take the GPS. Well, I bought the GPS so that she wouldn't get lost. We were in a quandary because I needed to find the poker run caches. She needs it to find the picnic.
Or the seminar.
I'm looking at the map of Spanish Lake. I'll try and see if I can do a route like that. And she says, it's off Lorimar Road. Well, here's Lorimar Road right here at Spanish Lake. It's in the golf course that's next to the picnic area. I don't even think she's going to be a mile away.
But we really enjoy the picnics and just getting together with other like-minded people, because when we talk about geocaching to our family or people we work with, you know, we just get the blank stare. And then we get out there at the picnic, it's like, oh yeah, did you do this one? Yeah, I did that one.
You have to explain that you walk in there and everyone's at the same level.
Everyone on my side of the table had found that cache that I was talking to you about. I'm so confused. They'd all found it already. Well, Stryger hadn't found it yet. So when he'd come over, we said, shh, shh, shh. We can't talk about it. He hasn't found it yet. And he did enjoy it, and I'm glad he did, because he's one of the guys that's a charter member that's been doing this since it started. For him to tell me that not only was it a clever cache, but it's a unique cache, and he really enjoyed it, that in itself is made the whole thing worthwhile to me.
Yeah, he says this was one of the funniest ones I'd done in a while. Sarah and I probably even looked everywhere twice before we found the logbook. Very clever and very original. Thanks for a most excellent cache. What are you willing to say about that cache without giving too much away?
I wanted it to be unique because I wanted to see what people thought of my sense of humor, what people thought of my cleverness. I didn't want to outdo anyone. I wanted to be alongside, you could just say, hey, did you also do this one? I mean, we've got a lot of finds, but that doesn't mean anything as far as hides. And if you would have went and found it, then I would probably give you a little bit more detail, but I don't want to give it away to you either.
Okay. No, I deserve that. I didn't make the effort to get out of the house to go find it like you suggested I should. It will continue to be a mystery until I finally decide to go caching the next time. This is the end of part one. In part two, we cover their near-disastrous geocaching trip to Springfield, Missouri, the politics of Salaga, and we find out the details of some of their geocache hides.
This concludes the Salaga Podcast. For more information about the Salaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.